This is an Aero News Touch and Go for April 8, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. There's an interesting new subplot in the Eclipse Aviation bankruptcy story. David Green, chairman of the steering committee for the Eclipse Owners Group, says the group has signed a non-binding letter of intent with Hawker Beechcraft Corporation. Under its terms, if the group is successful in acquiring the Eclipse assets needed to support the existing fleet, it would handle FAA compliance matters, while Hawker would provide upgrades, maintenance, and other services through its service network. The Eclipse Owners Group was formed to pursue the assets and intellectual property needed to support the current fleet, but also promises to support the proposals of other bidders if it finds them to be in the interest of the owners. It turns out the Turkish-born Canadian citizen who was arrested Monday night after allegedly leading Border Patrol aircraft and two F-16s on a multi-hour, multi-state pursuit was a flight student. 31-year-old Yavuz Burke, also known as Adam Leon, is accused of stealing a Cessna 172 from Confederation College in Thunder Bay, Ontario, Monday afternoon. It's now reported the school routinely leaves the keys in its planes. The Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association has taken the opportunity to note the simple precaution common at U.S. flight schools of securing the keys in the aircraft would have been a big plus here. Craig Spence, AOPA's VP of Regulatory Affairs, says the incident, quote, should prompt every GA pilot, airport, and flight school to review their security procedures and make sure they are voluntarily doing their part to keep our airports and aircraft secure, unquote. If it's bad news for Boeing, it's bad news for Seattle, and the Seattle Times has broken down the potential impact on the region of the defense realignment announced on Monday by U.S. Secretary of Defense Robert Gates. Analyst Lauren Thompson of Lexington Institute observes, quote, Boeing seems to have been hit harder than any of the other major contractors, unquote. Boeing makes the wings for the F-22 Raptor, which now appears likely to end production in 2011. That accounts for about 1,200 Boeing workers. Hundreds of Boeing engineers in the Seattle area could be displaced by cancellation of the Army's Future Combat Systems, a $160 billion program developing networked vehicles and drones. Boeing has also been a bidder to develop a new combat search and rescue helicopter and the T-Sat satellite constellation, potential cancellations worth tens of billions of dollars. In one bright note, Gates did commit to a third round of bidding for a new Air Force aerial tanker this year. Boeing is expected to bid yet again. As ANN reported, the Associated Press learned that the FAA applied on March 24th for permission to lock down its database of bird strike reports, expressing the concern that the data's release would cast a negative light on the images of certain airports and the airline industry in general. But USA Today has apparently found a copy that got out before the January 15th ditching of U.S. Airways Flight 1549 made the issue a hot topic. The paper reports collisions between airliners and large birds have risen dramatically since the agency started keeping track in 1990. Strikes by birds large enough to cripple an airliner averaged 323 per year through the 1990s. Between 2000 and 2007, the average was 524. That's a 62% increase. The data is of limited use in reaching statistically valid conclusions, because despite pressure from the National Transportation Safety Board, reporting strikes is not mandatory. The FAA estimates only 20% of strikes are reported. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Fewer passengers makes airline service better. Delta had a tough month in March. And the NTSB says a mechanic used the wrong tool. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, Eric Anderson, co-founder, president, and CEO of Space Adventures, welcomes home space tourist Charles Simoni and discusses his company's plans for the future. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.